What is up, y'all? It is your boy ABK, and thank you for entering into the nigga room. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all. Right now it is 6:24 and January 6th of 2019. So y'all know what that means. It is Sunday motivation. And today's topic is gonna be about just doing it, man. Like, yeah, sometimes we do get into a funk that we don't wanna grind, we don't wanna get out of bed, we don't wanna even just leave the house, we just wanna chill at house, at home doing nothing. And you know, sometimes, hey, honestly speaking, sometimes it is okay to take a break, because if you really hustling out here and you know that you're working hard, then sometimes, yeah, everybody deserves a break. But complaining ain't gonna do shit about it, you know? Like complaining about, oh, I gotta go to the gym, or oh, I gotta go write a paper, or oh, I gotta go to work on Monday or anything like that, it ain't necessary, you know? Because that's just all negative energy. And this is 2019, and we bring this energy full on effect 2019, because ain't nobody stopping us from reaching our dreams, you know what I'm saying? Because think about it. Every day, day in and day out, there are, like, okay, I'll just give you from all my basketball fans out there perspective. You know damn well that your team is not 100% winning every single day. And you know damn well, even your best player on your team, sometimes they go on a lump that they can't get a bucket, or they can't score anything like that. And guess what? That might be the day that they didn't feel like getting up or getting out of bed or anything like that. But guess what? They still have to go out and perform each and every day. Like my man Russell Westbrook, man. He came in one game, and that fool, he tried shooting so many times, but he couldn't score. He couldn't buy a bucket. But guess what? Just because he knows that, okay, each and every day I need to bring my A game or my team suffers, he went out and he just did what else he had to do. He went out and produced for his team. He didn't produce buckets, but he was doing everything else. He was getting assists. He was getting rebounds. He was getting steals. He was getting blocks. Defense was on point. And that's what it means to, no matter what, you just got to keep grinding, keep going. Like, and shoot is going to shoot, man. For all y'all NBA niggas that be saying that Russell Westbrook, that he boo because he be shooting like 5 for 21 or something like that, that doesn't mean that he's trash. His team still won, and he still got a triple double. For all y'all haters out there, because I know y'all. I'm just playing. Well, no, I ain't playing, but you know what I mean. And so that just brings me back to the whole just do it thing, like. Like, we might want to complain, or we're not being a funk or anything like that, but we just got to do it. We just got to fight. We just got to fight our inner demons and just do it. Or I'll give you another example of, like, when you just got to do it. You know when you're at the gym and you told yourself, I'm going to do 12 reps in this set. And you're at that 10th one, and those last two, they are super hard to get. That's when you just got to just do it and finish it. Just do it and just finish. It doesn't matter how long it takes you to do it. It doesn't matter how fast it takes you to do it. Just do it and just finish it. Because finishing, as crazy as it sounds, finishing is really important. Because how many things can you say you finished in your life? And I'm not talking about, I finished cleaning my room, or I finished washing dishes. I'm talking about completing something that actually means something to you. How many times have you, just think about it, how many times have you finished something? Now, for those things that you finished, how did you feel when you finished it? You felt great, right? You felt better. If for the little things like going to work every day, you can't say you did it, or you can't be proud that you finished work without being pissed or what, or being upset or anything like that. They won't make you think that reaching your dreams, you're gonna be able to finish that. That's one thing that we gotta think about, because we really don't at times. Like, yeah, I know that does sound crazy, but it's the little habits that we start in the during the process that once we make it to where we want to be at, that's what helps us like stay there or elevate even higher. Because like I told y'all in my last podcast, it's not about chasing your dreams and getting there. It's about getting there and being consistently still going up. Because who wants to just have 15 minutes of fame, so to say? Because fuck fame. It's all about just doing it and finishing, man. So yeah, y'all know tomorrow is Monday. So get back, go grind, finish what you start. And let this new year take you into all different types of realms that you've never thought you would. Like, I mean, 'cause look at me. I never thought I would be here in Canada. Canada was the last thing I was thinking about this time last year. And then look at me. I'm over here chasing my dreams and doing it right, bro. So yeah, man, just keep grinding, keep chasing your dreams, and then you'll get there eventually. It's just gonna take time. So from now on, my regular podcast will be on Wednesdays, and then, like I said, Sunday motivation every Sunday. Y'all will be getting a podcast. I assure y'all. Like last year, I was saying all this bullshit and I was playing, but this time we're coming in hard. So let's get it. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, this is your boy AB, and thank you for entering into the nigger room. I really do appreciate y'all. And we out this bitch. Deuce, deuce.